Chapter 10. Safe Driving Techniques. Normal driving procedures. Driving habits. A habit is usually formed when you do the same thing so many times that it becomes so easy that you do it automatically without any conscious thought as to how you did it. You form driving habits because the same physical actions are required to be performed over and over again. Your normal tendency is to reduce these required actions as much as possible. This reduction takes place without thought, and results in the formation of bad driving habits. Bad driving habits are caused by 1. Laziness, 2. Impatience, 3. Inattention, 4. Arrogance, and 5. Ignorance. Typical examples of these habits and how they are formed are: Laziness. When you learn to drive, you should have been taught that the proper procedure was to look for other traffic before you changed lanes, drove away from the curb, or got out of your vehicle on the traffic side. The procedure always required you to turn your head and look behind you for oncoming traffic before taking any action. As you gained proficiency as a driver, you may have inadvertently allowed this check to be reduced to only looking in the rear view mirror and finally to only an occasional check. A related bad habit is that of failing to always signal your intentions before changing lanes, or driving away from the curb. Allowing the combination of these two bad habits to develop could be the cause of your first crash. Impatience. Everyone knows that you must always come to a complete stop at a stop sign or at a red light, even when making a right turn, regardless of traffic. Pressure from following vehicles and the lack of cross traffic may tempt you to just make a good try at stopping. This bad habit may grow to a point that you may find yourself just slowing down for a stop sign. It's easy to spot an impatient driver. He's the one who speeds from stop to stop, weaving in and out of traffic, and when he can't, he tailgates other drivers. He may be paying close attention to what he is doing but doesn't seem to realize that he is disrupting traffic and increasing his chances of becoming involved in a crash. Don't permit yourself to develop this dangerous bad habit. Inattention. A new driver on the road sits up straight, has a firm grip on the steering wheel, is aware of where he is, and pays attention to the developing traffic problems. As he gains experience, he relaxes and leans back, releases his grip on the wheel and may allow his attention to wander. His vehicle then may also wander. This driver can easily be identified. He is driving with one arm out the window and talking to a passenger, gesturing with his other hand and paying very little attention to the traffic flow. His passengers are often uncomfortable because of his lack of control of his vehicle. When he is alone, he daydreams or gazes at objects off of the roadway. His inattention forfeits his safety. Arrogance. Where the impatient driver is simply in a hurry, the arrogant driver is purposely in a hurry. He competes with his vehicle. His vehicle is an extension of his ego. He has little or no respect for traffic laws or the rights or right of way of other drivers or pedestrians. Never allow yourself to become involved in competition with an arrogant driver, or become one. There is nothing to gain and too much to lose. Ignorance. A driver may not know the meaning of traffic signs, roadway markings, the rules of right of way, and of safe driving procedures. You may notice this person turning from the wrong lane, driving too slowly because he is unsure, stopped at the end of a freeway on ramp or crossing pavement markings which prohibit crossing. Usually, the ignorant driver doesn't realize that he is ignorant and may think that all other drivers are out to get him. Sometimes a driver has a combination of these bad driving habits, and when he has or is involved in a traffic crash, he is sure that the crash just happened to him and was unavoidable. Listed below are more bad habits which fit in one or more of the 5 bad driving categories. Failing to yield to pedestrians or other vehicles having the right of way. Not always wearing safety belts and not insisting that passengers also wear them. Having one or more alcoholic drinks prior to driving home from work. The excuse usually given is to miss the traffic. Backing a vehicle without first making certain that the area is clear. Allowing yourself to be distracted by passengers in your vehicle. Allowing your attention to be diverted by looking at maps or lighting smoking materials while driving, etc. Good driving habits can be formed just as easily as the bad habits just discussed. All you have to do is to deliberately accomplish the proper action over and over again until the good habit is formed. Your trips will become more enjoyable for yourself and more comfortable for your passengers. Distracted driving. Being distracted from, or not giving your full attention to your driving, could result in serious consequences. Anything that takes your attention away from driving can lead you to make a poor choice when driving. Avoid eating, drinking, talking on a cell phone, writing, reading, smoking, personal grooming, changing your CDs or radio station, looking at people or objects outside your vehicle, looking for things inside your vehicle, talking to passengers, dealing with children or pets, applying makeup, shaving, etc. Plan ahead and take care of these things before you start driving. If you need to read a map or directions, pull over to the side of the road in a safe place. Stop until you are ready to give your complete attention to driving. Keep your stereo or radio at a volume low enough so you can hear things outside of your vehicle. If it is turned up too loud, you may not be able to hear a siren, horn honking, screeching of tires or other things that would lead you to react to an emergency or hazard in order to prevent a crash. Do not drive with headsets or earphones that cover or go in both ears. They make it too hard to hear emergency horns or sirens. Talking on a cell phone is distracting because your attention is directed more toward your conversation than your driving. Avoid using your phone or CD radio when the vehicle is in motion. Even with hands-free equipment, talking on a phone or radio take your attention away from driving and can cause you to be less likely to notice a dangerous situation. If you need to talk on a cell phone, pull over to the side of the road in a safe place until you are finished with your call. Pets can be distracting and should not ride in the driver's lap. A carrier is the safest place. Defensive driving. Defensive driving is a driving technique in which you identify dangerous driving situations and take action to defend against the danger before a crash situation develops. Your defensive action will be applied in avoiding vehicles driven by aggressive, offensive, discourteous, careless, inattentive, impulsive, ignorant, and intoxicated persons, as well as pedestrians who have some of the same characteristics. If you display any of these characteristics, you must first defend against yourself. The basic idea of defensive driving is to recognize possible hazards associated with various driving situations and to adjust your driving to allow you to avoid hazards when they develop. To avoid crashes, you, as a defensive driver, should 1. Stay alert. Keep your eyes moving in order to be aware of developing traffic situations around you at all times. 2. Look well ahead of your vehicle and anticipate the possibility of a chain reaction traffic situation. 3. Have an alternate plan of action ready in case an unexpected event develops. Always leave yourself a way out. 4. Always maintain the proper following distance. 5. Always maintain the proper speed for all highway conditions. Attentiveness. Almost all of the information you require to drive a vehicle safely is obtained by looking and seeing. You must be aware of and be alert to any hazards that appear. You should have a constant awareness of conditions in the vicinity of your vehicle. Special attention should be devoted to conditions at a considerable distance ahead of your vehicle. Speed reduces your field of vision. The seeing task should occupy your entire attention while driving. Develop a scanning pattern with most of your attention devoted to the situation ahead, but with glances to either side, in the rear view mirror, and at the instrument panel at regular and frequent intervals. Do not become distracted by looking at passengers, attempting to find something within the vehicle, looking at reading material, sightseeing, or daydreaming while driving. Many drivers' statements about crashes begin with "I didn't see." In many cases, this means "I wasn't paying attention." Driver's condition. A poor physical or mental condition limits your capabilities as a driver. Do not drive if you are ill, injured, emotionally upset, or under the influence of intoxicants. If you are taking medication, you should obtain and follow your physician's advice about driving. If you must make the trip, seek assistance from friends or neighbors or use some form of public transportation. If an emergency exists, call the police for assistance. Vehicle condition. Your own vehicle. Any defect which may affect the safe operation of the vehicle should be corrected as soon as possible. If the status of the engine coolant, engine oil, battery water, tire condition and pressure and vehicle lamps have not been checked within the previous week, you should check them or have them checked at a service station before you continue your trip. The windshield and all windows should be clean. Ensure that the vehicle contains enough fuel to complete the trip. An unfamiliar vehicle. Take a few minutes to familiarize yourself with the location and operation of the turn and hazard warning signals, headlamps and beam selector, windshield wipers and washers, brakes, gear selector and horn. Any defects should be corrected before the vehicle is driven. Trip plan. When driving to an unfamiliar area, you should plan your trip. Destination location. You should know the exact location of your destination. Don't start with only a hazy idea of where you are going. If your destination is in an unfamiliar area, check the location on a map before you start. Route plan. Choose the most appropriate route. Consider traffic conditions, road conditions, weather conditions and light, daylight or darkness conditions. Avoid troublesome conditions wherever practicable. Allow sufficient time for the trip. If you are doubtful as to whether you are able to comfortably cope with any undesirable conditions, postpone or cancel the trip. Pre-starting. Equipment warning lamps on the vehicle instrument panel should all be illuminated when the ignition switch is turned on. A warning lamp that is not illuminated indicates that the lamp is not functioning. Post-starting. After the computer check, the warnings should no longer be illuminated. If a yellow light remains lit, it is a warning. A red light indicates danger and should be checked immediately. The brake warning lamp should go out when the parking brake is released. If it illuminates when the foot brake pedal is pressed, the brake system is defective and the vehicle should not be driven. Safety belts. Safety belts are life belts. They must be worn at all times when driving or riding in a vehicle. They contribute to your safety during a crash by preventing you. 1. From being thrown from your car. Your chances of being killed are 5 times greater if you are thrown from your car. 2. From being injured by striking the windshield or other interior parts of your car. You can survive a crash at speeds up to 60 miles per hour, 97 kilometers per hour, if using lap and shoulder belts. If not buckled up, it is possible to be killed in a crash at speeds as low as 12 miles per hour, 19 kilometers per hour. 3. From injuring other persons in the car by being thrown against them. In a crash, infants and small children may be crushed to death by occupants not wearing seat belts. 4. From being thrown from the driver's seat, where you can control the vehicle. The first impact in a crash frequently throws the driver away from the vehicle controls, thus preventing any possibility of controlling the vehicle. Lap belts should fit snugly across your hip bones and the lower part of your abdomen. The shoulder belt should be not quite so tight, so that you can insert your fist between the belt and your chest. All belts in late model vehicles are designed to allow body movement and only lock up upon impact. Don't forget your passengers. There are special child seats available for children who are too small to wear regular safety belts. No person is strong enough to hold onto even a small infant in crashes or sudden stops. Never allow a child to ride in someone's lap or standing on a seat. Any excuse for not wearing safety belts is inexcusable. Taking 5 seconds to buckle your seat belt could save you years of having to deal with a severe handicap. Safety belts prevent the human collision. What happens in a collision? Unbelted 0.000 seconds, car hits barrier. On impact, the car begins to crush and to slow down. The person inside the car has nothing to slow him down, so he continues to move forward inside the car at 30 miles per hour. Belted. On impact, the car begins to crush and to slow down. Unbelted 0.050 seconds, car crushes. The car slows down as the crushing of the front end absorbs some of the force of the collision. The person inside is still moving forward at 30 miles per hour. Belted. As the car slows down, the person moves forward until the seat belts restrain him. The belts keep him in his seat and keep his head and chest from striking the car interior. Unbelted 0.100 seconds, car stops. 0.120 seconds, person hits car interior. 1/50th of a second after the car has stopped, The person slams into the dashboard and windshield. This is the human collision. In the car's collision, it takes 1/10 of a second to stop. In the human collision, it takes only 1/100 of a second. Belted. Being fastened to the framework of the car, belted occupants are able to ride down the collision as part of the car. They are able to take advantage of the car's slower stop, as it crushes and absorbs energy. For belted people, there is no human collision. Warning. Do not leave children unattended. Hawaii law prohibits you or any adult passenger from leaving a child, under 9 years of age, unattended in a motor vehicle for 5 minutes or longer. Leaving a child unsupervised in a vehicle can have tragic consequences, such as the child suffering from extreme heat exposure or injury when the car is stolen or when parts of the car, such as the emergency brakes, power windows, and trunk releases, are used inadvertently. Backing your vehicle. Backing is a dangerous maneuver because of restricted visibility and should be done with great caution. You should use the following procedures to back a vehicle with safety. Visually check the area to the rear of the vehicle before entering. Turn around and look to the rear. Do not rely on rear view mirrors. The view through rear view mirrors is too small to use for this purpose. If you cannot see to the rear, have someone outside of the vehicle guide you. When the backing movement is first started, apply the brakes gently to ensure proper operation. Always back at a slow rate of speed. Watch the front of the vehicle for clearance if you are backing and turning at the same time. Avoid backing into traffic. Try to park the vehicle so that you will enter traffic in a forward direction. Always back into the lane nearest the edge of the roadway when traffic is clear. Avoid backing across or into a roadway whenever possible. Look back before driving from curb. Look. Signal. Yield. The chief responsibility for avoiding a collision lies with the driver who is leaving a parking space. Exercise extraordinary caution when backing up in residential areas. Children often play behind and between parked vehicles. Entering traffic. Entry into traffic is usually made from a driveway or a roadside parking position. You should use the following procedures to enter traffic safely. Entry from a driveway. Always stop before entering the roadway. The stop should be made before crossing the sidewalk area. Failure to stop is unlawful. Move forward slowly. Watch for pedestrians and oncoming vehicles. Ensure that the traffic lane is clear of oncoming vehicles. Enter the nearest lane in a right turn whenever possible. After you are in the traffic lane, accelerate to traffic speed. Entry from a roadside parked position. If parallel parked, move forward into the nearest traffic lane when there is sufficient space in oncoming traffic. If diagonal parked, you will have to first back into the traffic lane. This is a much more dangerous and difficult maneuver and requires more time to complete. Roundabout. A roundabout is designed to meet the needs of all roadway users, drivers, pedestrians, pedestrians with disabilities, and bicyclists. A roundabout is a one-way circular intersection in which entering traffic must yield the right of way to circulating traffic. Each road approaching the roundabout is marked with a yield sign and may also have yield line markings on the pavement. Tips for driving through a roundabout. Slow down as you approach the roundabout. Yield to pedestrians and bicyclists as you enter and exit the roundabout. Look to the left for traffic and yield to traffic, including bicyclists, already in the roundabout. Drive to the right of the central island and proceed in a counterclockwise direction. Keep your speed low while in the roundabout. Use your right turn signal to exit the roundabout. If you miss your exit, drive through the roundabout again until you reach your exit. Choosing a proper traffic lane. One lane in the direction of travel. You have no choice, you must use that lane. In congested areas, you must use great care to avoid conflicts with other vehicles and pedestrians. Two lanes in the direction of travel. In open area when traffic is free flowing, use the right lane. Use the left lane for passing or when vehicles are entering from the right. In heavy traffic or in congested areas, use either lane but keep up with traffic. Move at a steady speed. Avoid continual lane changing, lane hopping. Three or more lanes in the direction of travel. Choose the center lanes as there will be fewer traffic conflicts. Leave the right and left lanes available for vehicles entering and leaving the roadway. Maintain a steady speed with the flow of traffic and keep lane changes to a minimum. Use the right lane if you are moving slower than other traffic. Lane changing. Lane changes should be kept to a minimum as it is a movement that could conflict with other traffic. When a lane change is necessary, use the following procedures. Check highway and traffic conditions ahead, to the sides, and to the rear. Use your rear view mirrors and physically check the blind spots, turn your head and look. Signal your intention well in advance. The law requires that you signal for at least 100 feet, 30 meters, before you start the lane change. When there is ample clearance in the other lane, make a gradual, steady movement into the other lane. Avoid abrupt movements. You may overcontrol or lose control of your vehicle. It may be necessary to adjust the speed of your vehicle slightly to avoid conflict with traffic. It is best to slow slightly and move in behind a vehicle than it is to speed up and cut in ahead. When you move in behind a vehicle, you always have that vehicle in sight and there is less annoyance to its driver. Don't force your way into the space between vehicles that have the minimum safe following distance or less. This is a discourteous and dangerous action which causes other drivers to reduce the spacing interval between vehicles to deny you space to change lanes. If you allow ample time and signal properly, other courteous drivers will be inclined to allow you space to make the change. Always yield to vehicles in the other lane when changing lanes. If the desired lane is congested, enter at the end of the line. Don't run up ahead and crowd in. If you cannot make the lane change at the desired location, remain in your lane until you can safely make the change, even if you were inconvenienced. Never change lanes when approaching or moving through intersections and crosswalks. Vehicle speed. Excessive speed for conditions is most often listed as the cause of crashes. The cause of the excessive speed is seldom determined, but whether it is due to intoxication, inattention, competition, etc., it is directly controlled by the driver. Unfortunately, most vehicles can attain speeds that are far beyond the capabilities of the driver, the road, and the vehicle itself. The proper safe vehicle speed must be adjusted to traffic, weather, and road conditions and should always be within the posted speed limits. You should use the following procedures in maintaining a safe vehicle speed. Keep pace with traffic. Vehicles moving in the same direction at the same speed never collide. If you move faster than other traffic, you constantly cause additional conflicts with other vehicles. If you cannot keep up with traffic, move as far to the right as possible. Maintain a safe following interval. One of the most common types of crashes, striking the vehicle ahead, is usually caused by following too closely. To ensure adequate interval, note when the vehicle ahead is opposite a tree, a telephone pole or other marker, then start counting at a normal rate 1001, 1002, etc. If you get to the word 2 before your vehicle reaches the marker, you have at least a 2-second interval. You should never have less. Following too closely reduces your ability to see road and traffic conditions ahead and you will be unable to avoid trouble when it develops. Maintain a steady speed. Constantly changing speed confuses other drivers as to your intentions. Bursts of speed and heavy braking are both wasteful and dangerous. Reduce your speed when you encounter poor road or weather conditions. At slower speeds, you can maintain better control of your vehicle and you will have more time to avoid dangerous situations. Never let your emotions determine the speed of your vehicle. Never be in a hurry, you may never arrive at all. Turns and curves. Turns are changes of direction from a traffic lane made at intersections or driveways. Curves are changes in direction of the road or traffic lane. In some cases, the safe procedures are similar. Get into the proper lane for a turn well in advance. Turn from the traffic lane nearest the direction of the turn and into the nearest traffic lane available. If you are not in the proper lane when you want to turn, continue on and make the turn elsewhere. Don't force your way into the proper lane or make abrupt last-minute lane changes. Make precise turns. Don't swing wide or cut short. Slow to a proper speed before you enter a curve or begin a turn. Maintain a steady speed while in the curve or turn. Braking or an abrupt change of speed in a turn or curve can cause you to lose control of your vehicle. Avoid left and U-turns whenever possible. These turns conflict more with other traffic, are much more hazardous than right turns, and also impede other traffic. While waiting to turn left at an intersection with a red traffic light, when the traffic light turns green, move slowly into the intersection. Keep the wheels pointing straight ahead and turn when the intersection is clear, and it is safe to do so. Use great care in watching for pedestrians, bicyclists, and motorcyclists when making turns. They may be hidden by other vehicles, darkness, or poor weather. Always bring your vehicle to a complete stop before making a right turn when facing a red traffic signal. Use extra caution on curves and turns in poor weather conditions or when there is gravel, sand, or mud on the road. When making a right turn at an intersection, do not drive in a bike lane. Overtaking and passing. Overtaking and passing another vehicle is hazardous on 2- or 3-lane roads where a lane for traffic moving in the opposite direction must be used to complete the passing maneuver. Improper procedures can cause a head-on collision. Use the following procedures for safe passing. Pass only if the vehicle ahead is moving below the safe speed. Don't attempt to pass a vehicle ahead simply because it is there. Don't attempt to pass vehicles merely to gain a few car lengths in moderate or heavy traffic. In a line of vehicles, allow the vehicles ahead to pass the lead vehicle before you attempt to pass. Pass on the left except when the vehicle you are overtaking is making or about to make a left turn. Pass vehicles making left turns carefully on the right. Never drive onto the road shoulder to pass a vehicle making a left turn. Obey all signs and traffic lane markings which restrict or prohibit passing. Allow ample following distance between your vehicle and the overtaken vehicle so that you can observe any opposing or conflicting traffic. Check ahead to see that there is no opposing or conflicting traffic, then signal that you intend to move to the left. Physically check behind to see that there are no vehicles attempting to pass your vehicle. Sound your horn so that the driver ahead knows that you are going to pass. Accelerate to passing speed in your lane of travel. Then move left and begin to pass. If a conflict appears before you have completed passing, brake sharply and return to the lane behind the overtaken vehicle. Do not attempt to increase your speed to complete passing. Speed can be reduced more quickly by applying the brakes than it can be increased by applying more power. Move back into the proper traffic lane when you can see the overtaken vehicle in your interior rearview mirror. On roadways where there are 2 or more lanes for traffic moving in the same direction, do not move into a lane for opposing traffic when attempting to pass. You may pass a vehicle on either side by using the proper lane change procedures. Be extra careful about passing on the right because you will approach the overtaken vehicle in the driver's blind spot. In all passing situations, you should not attempt to pass another vehicle when approaching or moving through an intersection or crosswalk. Passing parked cars. Use care when passing cars parked by the roadside. These vehicles obstruct your view of possible conflict with other vehicles, bicycles, and pedestrians. Be alert to the possibility that a parked car may suddenly move into your traffic lane or that a door may be opened into the path of your vehicle. Watch for these clues. Movement within the vehicle or within the vicinity of the vehicle. Stop lamps. Backup lamps or signal lamps that are illuminated. Smoke or visible vapor from the exhaust pipe. A turning movement of the front wheels. When you approach a vehicle that has just stopped in a parked position, assume that the driver will open the door as you approach. Stopping in traffic. Stopping unnecessarily in a traffic lane is dangerous, discourteous, inconsiderate, and illegal. Stops made to load or unload passengers or cargo or to converse with other drivers or pedestrians must be made in a designated parking space, loading zone, or other place out of a traffic lane. You should not stop your vehicle within an intersection or a crosswalk. Never drive your vehicle into an intersection or a crosswalk unless there is space for your entire vehicle on the opposite side of the intersection or crosswalk. Use of brakes. Brakes are devices used to stop and hold a vehicle in a fixed position. Brakes stop a vehicle by converting the vehicle's energy of motion into heat and wasting it. Every time you use the brakes, you waste the money you paid for fuel and cause wear on the brakes and tires. Careful use of the brakes can save considerable energy and money in replacing fuel, brakes, and tires. Avoid bursts of speed followed by heavy braking. The hard application of the brakes can cause one or more wheels to slide on the road. If the wheel, especially the front wheel, continues to slide, you will not have control of the vehicle. If you are in danger of striking another vehicle, a person or object, don't just jam on the brakes and slide the wheels. You will almost certainly strike the thing you are trying to avoid. Instead, apply and release the brakes rapidly and steer the vehicle toward a clear area. Steer off the road if necessary, but avoid hitting people, trees, utility poles, and substantial objects or structures. For vehicles with anti-lock brakes, ABS, consult your vehicle owner's manual. Avoid braking while turning. Slow down before you turn. Use the brakes very cautiously if there is water, ice, snow, frost, sand, or gravel on the surface of the road. Always test the action of the brakes after driving through water. If the braking action has been reduced, apply the brakes lightly several times until proper braking action has been restored. Avoid resting your foot on the brake pedal while you drive. This causes the brake, stop, lamps to be activated and gives the following drivers an improper signal. It will also cause the brakes to be partly applied in many vehicles and result in excessive brake wear. If the brake warning lamp on the instrument panel lights up when you apply the brakes, the brake system has partially failed and immediate repair is required. Always start slowing your vehicle as soon as it becomes apparent that braking action will be required ahead. Make smooth, steady brake applications. When stopping in traffic, stop far enough behind the vehicle ahead so that you can see the point where the rear tires of the vehicle ahead rest on the road. This will allow room to go around the vehicle should it not be able to proceed. Avoid prolonged brake applications as this causes the brakes to heat up and become much less effective. Usually, prolonged brake use can be avoided by shifting to a lower gear and allowing the engine to assist in holding the vehicle speed down. Downshifting. Downshifting is the procedure of selecting a lower transmission gear range while the vehicle is in motion. This procedure can be used with both manual and automatic transmissions. Downshifting is used for two purposes: to obtain greater braking action from the engine when reducing speed or when maintaining a reduced speed on a downgrade, and to obtain increased performance when accelerating to a higher speed. 1. Downshifting is a proper procedure when used to obtain additional braking effect from the engine when going down a steep grade. The downshift should be made before starting the downgrade because it is more difficult to downshift at higher speeds. Manual transmissions. All modern passenger car manual transmissions are synchronized so that any forward gear range may be selected when the clutch pedal is depressed with the car in motion. The downshift procedure is: depress the clutch pedal, move the shift lever to the next lower gear, and slowly release the clutch pedal. On non-synchronized manual transmissions, the technique is more difficult as it requires that the engine speed for the lower gear range be matched with the vehicle speed before the shift can be made. This procedure is sometimes called double clutching and should not be attempted without prior practice and experience. Automatic transmissions. On most automatic transmissions, a downshift from the drive position to the next lower gear can be accomplished at normal speeds by merely moving the selector level to the next lower position. At high speeds, 60 plus miles per hour, 97 plus kilometer per hour, most automatic transmissions will not downshift. In this case, it is necessary to reduce the vehicle speed to allow the automatic transmission to downshift. The practice of downshifting as a regular routine is not recommended because it causes a rapid deceleration of the vehicle without a warning, stop lamp, signal to following drivers. Downshifting to reduce speed should be used only to supplement brake action. 2. Downshifting to obtain increased acceleration performance with manual transmissions is accomplished in the same manner as previously indicated, except that after the shift is accomplished, the engine speed is increased to obtain the desired acceleration. At normal highway speeds, all passenger car automatic transmissions will downshift automatically when the accelerator pedal is fully depressed. Caution. Downshifting at higher speeds may actually decrease the ability of the vehicle to accelerate. Abuse of the downshifting technique subjects the engine and transmission to great stress and can lead to costly repairs. Downshifting may properly be used as an emergency procedure to slow the vehicle in case of a partial or complete brake failure. Use extra care when downshifting because the unequal forces developed may cause vehicle control problems on a slippery road surface. Parking. Always park your vehicle at a location that is clear of traffic and where it is readily visible to the drivers of approaching vehicles. Avoid locations that are hidden, such as just beyond a curve or the crest of a hill. Parking on a hill. Make sure your car does not roll into traffic if the brakes do not hold when parking on a hill. Always set the handbrake. Shift to the park position if you have one. If not, shift to reverse or low gear. Always turn the front wheels towards the curb. This will maximize the amount of force required to make the vehicle roll free. That is, all four wheels will need to go over the curb before the vehicle is free. Whether you park uphill or downhill, turn the wheels to the right. This will ensure that the vehicle will roll away from traffic if something causes it to roll free. Angle parking. Keep safe clearance. Drive forward into space, equal space on each side between lines. Parallel parking. Step 1. Signal, stop even with front car about 18 inches from it, rear bumpers even. Step 2. Back slowly, turning steering wheel sharp right until your car is at about 45 degree angle with the street. Quickly straighten front wheels and back slowly. Step 3. When front bumper is even with other car's back bumper, turn wheels sharply and rapidly to left as far as possible. Back slowly to car behind without touching it. Step 4. Turn steering wheel sharply to the right and slowly pull forward. Center car in space. Front and rear bumpers should not be closer than 2 feet from the other vehicles when in park position unless the street is otherwise marked. Parking restrictions. Where angle parking is not clearly designated, a vehicle must be parked parallel to the curb, heading in the direction of traffic. When parallel parked, the vehicle's curbside wheels shall be within 12 inches of the curb, 30 centimeters, are completely within the marked parking stall. Turn, stop and hazard warning signals. Electric signals. Electric stop signals have been standard equipment on vehicles for more than 50 years, and most vehicles manufactured since the early 1950s have been equipped with electric turn signals. Since 1968, all vehicles have been equipped with electric turn, stop, and hazard warning, four-way flash, signals. Most vehicles operating today were originally completely equipped with electric signals. Advantages: electric signals may be instantly operated from a closed vehicle. Are readily visible in darkness or inclement weather. Are visible from all angles except the immediate sides of the signaling vehicle. Can seldom be misinterpreted or confused with other activities. Allow the driver to use both hands to control the vehicle when signaling. Disadvantages: electric signals. Failure to cancel the operation of a turn signal. Failure of the signal to function properly. Failure to cancel is usually caused by making a turn or lane change which is too small to cause operation of the self-canceling mechanism and failure of the driver to observe the indicator on the instrument panel. Improper functioning of a turn signal should be readily apparent to the driver by observation of the indicator. Any abnormal function of the indicator lamp is a clue to improper operation of the signal system. Hand signals. Hand signals continue to be an accepted method by which the driver can indicate his intentions to other highway users. Knowledge of the proper hand signals is required if the electric signals fail. Advantages: hand signals are usually not subject to failure. Disadvantages: hand signals are difficult to distinguish from hand and arm motions which the driver does not intend as signals. Are difficult to see in darkness and inclement weather. Are not readily visible to drivers on the right of the signaling vehicle. Require that the driver's window be open. Require the driver to use one hand to control the vehicle when signaling. Hazard warning signals. Hazard warning signals, four-way flash, are intended to warn other drivers that a vehicle is in a hazardous position on the roadway. This signal should never be used when the vehicle is moving. Operation of this signal is shown by the flashing of all turn signal indicators. There is no hand signal designated for this purpose. Stop signals. Electric stop lamps are automatically operated when the service brake is used. At night, the illumination of the stop lamps should be visible when you look to the rear of the vehicle while depressing the brake pedal. A hand signal may be used by the driver to indicate either braking or slowing of the vehicle. Use of turn signals. Turn signals are used to indicate your intent to other users of the highway. The use of a signal does not give you the right to make the intended movement. You alone are responsible for making the movement safely and in a manner that does not interfere with other highway users. Traffic regulations require that you display a turn signal for at least 100 feet, 30 meters, before making every turn or lane change. Always signal for a length of time sufficient to allow other highway users to see the signal and understand your intent. If you must slow your vehicle before you can make the intended turn or lane change, it is important that you begin signaling before slowing your vehicle. This will alert other drivers to the possibility that you might reduce the speed of your vehicle. Some common signaling errors are: failure to signal an intended turn when stopped at an intersection until the traffic signal changes. Failure to signal, giving an insufficient signal, or signaling after the turn or lane change has been started. Usually accompanied by abrupt turns or lane changes or forcing entry into a line of vehicles. Failure to signal for an intended right turn. Failure to signal when in a lane that requires that you turn. Failure to signal when it appears that there is no one to observe the signal. Failure to use a turn signal properly is a frequent driver error. Failure to signal properly indicates driver ignorance, arrogance, or uncertainty and shows a lack of consideration and courtesy towards others. It may also indicate that the driver has no idea of what he is going to do next and is thus unable to indicate his intentions to anyone else. Three important rules about turn signals. Signal every time you intend to make a turn or lane change. Begin signaling well in advance of the intended turn or lane change so others have time to see and understand what you intend to do. The signal only indicates your intent, it does not give you the right to make the movement. The proper use of turn signals is an easily acquired good driving habit. Traffic mix. When driving, you must share the road with drivers of vehicles of all sizes: trucks, buses, passenger cars, motorcycles, bicycles, and pedestrians. Larger vehicles afford more protection to occupants and are easier to see but are more difficult for the driver to operate. Small vehicles offer less protection to occupants and are less visible but are more agile and easier to operate. When you drive, you must recognize the capabilities and limitations of other vehicles as well as your own. As a driver, you should be very careful to look for smaller vehicles, especially motorcycles and bicycles, and ensure that you can be seen by the driver of larger vehicles such as trucks and buses. Give motorcyclists, bicyclists, and pedestrians plenty of room on the road and use extra caution to look for them when making turns or changing lanes. A motorcyclist is entitled to the entire width of his traffic lane. Special driving techniques. Driving in inclement weather. Hawaii does not experience the widely different kinds of weather that many other areas do. Here, weather problems associated with driving are primarily due to rain with some isolated fog on roads at high elevations and, occasionally, gusty winds. Rain. Rain causes two basic driving problems: it reduces the driver's visibility and changes the condition of the road surface. The first few drops of rain are a danger signal to a defensive driver. Roads are most slippery at this time because the oil dropped from passing cars has not been washed away. Driving on a road covered with oil and water can be like driving on ice. You should reduce speed, use extra caution, and allow at least twice the normal following distance. Prolonged or heavy rain will cause a layer of water on the surface of the road. At speeds up to 35 miles per hour, 56 kilometers per hour, tires with good highway-type tread will wipe the road surface the way a windshield wiper cleans the windshield. As speed increases, the water cannot be removed fast enough and the tires start to ride up on the layer of water like a surfboard. This is called hydroplaning. Partial hydroplaning may start at 35 miles per hour, 56 kilometers per hour. The extent of hydroplaning increases with speed and with the amount of water on the highway. At 55 miles per hour, 89 kilometers per hour, in a heavy rain, the tires may lose all contact with the pavement. When this happens, you cannot brake, accelerate, or turn. You have no control over your vehicle. To prevent hydroplaning, you should ensure that the tires on the vehicle have good tread depth. Worn or bald tires will hydroplane at lower speeds. Ensure that the tires on the vehicle are inflated to the proper pressure. Underinflated tires hydroplane at lower speeds. Reduce the speed of the vehicle. Hydroplaning occurs most frequently at higher speeds. Brakes often become wet after driving through deep water or prolonged driving in heavy rain. They may pull to one side or the other, or they may not hold at all. Reduce speed and apply gentle pressure on the brake pedal until your brakes work properly again. Rain reduces your ability to see clearly. Rain may be so heavy that you are unable to see clearly with the windshield wipers operating. When heavy rain reduces your visibility, reduce your speed. Turn on your headlamps, low beam, so that others may see you. If the rain is so heavy that you are unable to see clearly, drive onto the road shoulder or other clear area and stop until the rain lets up. Avoid driving through flooded areas, you may become stranded. Never drive through a flooded area where water over 1 foot deep, 30 centimeters, is moving swiftly. The water will sweep your vehicle off the road. Fog. In Hawaii, fog almost never occurs at lower elevations. Fog may be encountered on roads at higher elevations where low-lying clouds meet the ground surface. Patches of fog are particularly hazardous because you may encounter them suddenly without being aware of their presence. It is best to avoid driving in fog, but if you must, you should. Sharply reduce speed and turn on low-beam headlamps. Never use the high beam because the reflection, especially at night, will reduce your ability to see and the light will reduce the approaching driver's ability to see. Be prepared for an emergency stop. If you are unable to see at least 2 car lengths, 40 feet or 12 meters, pull completely off the pavement and stop. Turn on the hazard warning signals. Winter driving. Winter creates additional driving hazards not encountered in Hawaii. If you plan to drive in other areas under winter conditions, the following suggestions will help. Unless you have experience, it is safest to avoid driving under these conditions. Equip your car with snow tread tires. Get the feel of the road. Start out slowly. Test the brakes gently after the vehicle is in motion. Keep the car windows clear of snow, ice, and frost. Keep a safe distance from the car ahead. Watch for other vehicles that are having trouble with slippery road surfaces. Drive at a reduced speed. Drive on the clear, dry portions of the road wherever possible. These precautions also apply when visibility is reduced for any reason: heavy rain, smoke, fog, heavy snow, etc. Watch for danger spots. Ice may accumulate on or under bridges even when the rest of the road is clear. Snow and ice melt more slowly in shady areas. Watch for shiny spots in the road, they could be icy. Use brakes very cautiously and intermittently if you must stop on packed snow or ice. If you lock up the wheels, you will lose control of your vehicle. Steer into a clear area if a collision seems imminent. Dawn and dusk driving. When driving towards the rising or setting sun, use sun visors and sunglasses. Ensure that the windshield and windows of the vehicle are absolutely clean to reduce glare and improve vision. For a short period before the sun rises and after the sun sets, there is not enough light to see objects clearly. This condition is worse when the sky is cloudy. During this time of the day, you should turn the headlamps on low beam so others can see you. Be alert for unlighted objects and pedestrians. Night driving. No one can see as well at night as they can in the daylight. In addition, a driver's exposure to alternate light and darkness prevents him from attaining his best seeing ability at night. You should take the following precautions to ensure safety when driving at night. Protect your eyes from bright light for several hours before you drive. Ensure that the windshield and windows are thoroughly clean, inside and out. Ensure that all lamps on the vehicle are operating properly. Reduce your speed so that you can stop within the distance you can see ahead. Do not use your high-beam headlamps when approaching or following other vehicles. If the lights of an approaching vehicle are too bright, flash your high beams once and look at the right edge of the road and use lane markings or reflectors as a guide. Recognize that red lane marking reflectors mean you are going the wrong direction in the traffic lane. Freeway driving. Freeways are safe high-speed roadways. They are safe and efficient because there are no steep hills or sharp curves to restrict sight distance, There are no stop signs, no traffic signals, no railroad crossings, and no entrances or exits except at planned locations. Driving on a freeway is different from driving on other highways. By adhering to the following special procedures and rules, your trip on the freeway will be safer. Plan your trip. Use a map. Plan exactly where you're going to enter and leave the freeway. Be sure that your vehicle is properly equipped with gasoline, oil, water, and good tires. Service stations are located off the freeway. A breakdown on the freeway can create an extremely dangerous situation. Entering the freeway. Follow the signs directing you to the correct freeway entrance. Observe traffic in the entrance lane. If it is congested, slow down or stop near the entrance. See illustration. Do not move slowly to the end of the entrance lane and stop. It is very difficult and dangerous to attempt to enter freeway traffic when you are stopped at the end of the entrance lane. When the entrance lane is clear, use your turn signal to indicate that you are going to merge into the freeway traffic lane, then increase the speed of your vehicle to match that of the freeway traffic. Look to see if there are any oncoming vehicles in the freeway near lane. If not, move into the freeway near lane and maintain your speed. If there are oncoming vehicles, slow your vehicle slightly and move in behind the oncoming vehicle. Driving on the freeway. Be attentive to all signs. Through traffic, should use the left or center lanes and move at or near the posted speed limit. The right lane is used by vehicles that are unable to keep up with the through traffic. The right lane should remain open for traffic entering and leaving the freeway as much as possible. If you are in the right lane, allow space for entering vehicles. Avoid lane changes. Signal well in advance of any intended lane changes. Use your rear view mirrors. Look back before changing lanes. Never stop on the freeway unless it is absolutely unavoidable. Do not slow down unnecessarily. Do not follow too closely. Rear-end collisions are common on freeways and usually involve several vehicles. Never cross the center divider of a freeway. Never turn around on a freeway. Never back up on a freeway. If for any reason you must proceed in the opposite direction, go to the next exit, leave the freeway and re-enter in the opposite direction. Emergency stops. Try to get off the freeway at the next exit if you can. If you must stop, drive entirely off the roadway as far away from traffic as possible. Never stand or walk on the freeway. Do not stop to assist other drivers in trouble, but report the situation to the proper authorities. Leaving the freeway. Watch the exit signs so you can choose the proper exit. Use your turn signal to indicate your intention to exit. Move into the exit lane. Maintain your speed until you are completely into the exit ramp, then slow down smoothly. If you pass the place where you intended to exit, do not stop, do not back up. Continue on to the next exit. Emergency driving procedures. Obviously, a procedure cannot be given for every possible kind of driving emergency. Some of the more common driving emergency procedures will be covered in the following paragraphs. The basic factors involved in all driving emergencies involve the use of brakes, steering, and power. Remember these basic points. Try not to panic. Avoid slamming on the brakes and sliding the wheels. You cannot control a vehicle when the wheels are sliding. Anti-lock brakes do this for you automatically. Try to steer into a less dangerous location. Apply maximum braking without sliding the wheels. If any wheel slides, release the brakes and reapply them when the vehicle is no longer sliding or skidding. Wear your safety belts so you can remain in a position to control your vehicle. Continue to try to control your vehicle even after striking another object. Tire blowouts. A tire blowout is the sudden release of air from a tire resulting in its collapse, and can cause you to lose control of the vehicle. Tire blowouts are most often the result of improper tire care and maintenance. Check air pressure and tire condition every month. If you experience a tire blowout on your vehicle, do not apply the brakes. This may cause your vehicle to become uncontrollable. Grip the steering wheel firmly and steer to remain in your traffic lane. There may be a strong pull to the right or the left, or the pull may be in one direction and then the other. Reduce speed gradually without using the brakes until you are moving very slowly, then apply the brakes lightly and pull off the road into a safe area. You can drive for some distance with a blown-out tire at a very slow speed without causing damage to the wheel rim. Loss of wheel. This is a rather uncommon emergency, but if it should occur, use the same corrective procedure as for a tire blowout. A total or partial brake failure is likely when a wheel is lost. Once stopped, you will be unable to move the vehicle, it must be towed. Brake failure. Total brake failure is very unlikely on modern passenger cars. The service brake system is constructed so that partial braking is almost always possible. A partial failure will result in reduced braking ability and will be indicated by a warning light on the instrument panel. If your brakes fail completely, pump the brake pedal quickly, then shift to a lower gear. Look for an escape route, a side road, or a flat open area. Use lights and horn to warn others. Apply the parking brake gradually and bring your vehicle to a stop. Do not apply the parking brake rapidly or with a great force, or you may lose control of your vehicle. Steering failure. Complete steering failure is rather uncommon and almost never occurs on a properly maintained vehicle. If your vehicle is equipped with power steering, a partial loss of steering control may occur. In this case, you will have to exert greater effort on the steering wheel to control the direction of the vehicle. Do not give up. Apply whatever force is necessary to the steering wheel to control your vehicle. If the steering fails completely, slowly reduce speed. Apply brakes as necessary to avoid striking any object and try to stop as smoothly as possible. Wheels off pavement. If your vehicle should slip off the edge of the road, loose gravel, dirt, or the edge of the pavement may tend to keep the vehicle from returning to the paved surface smoothly. If this happens, do not attempt to force the vehicle back onto the pavement by jerking the steering wheel. Continue to drive with the wheels off the pavement and reduce speed. Use the brakes gently. When at a safe speed, turn the steering wheel to return to the pavement. Be prepared to make an immediate adjustment to remain in your traffic lane. Overtaking vehicle in danger. If another vehicle is attempting to overtake and pass you but cannot complete passing because of oncoming traffic, you can help avoid a collision by steering your vehicle as far to the right as you can with safety, even onto the shoulder if possible. If the passing vehicle continues to attempt to pass, slowing your vehicle so the passing vehicle may move into the lane ahead of you. If the passing vehicle appears to be slowing in an attempt to return to the lane behind your vehicle, accelerate your vehicle to allow the passing vehicle to return to the lane in the rear of your vehicle. In either case, be certain of the intentions of the driver of the passing vehicle before you change the speed of your vehicle. Oncoming vehicle in your lane. If you observe an oncoming vehicle in your traffic lane, flash your lights and honk the horn. Quickly slow your vehicle and steer to the right out of the lane into any available clear area. Do not enter the oncoming traffic lane. Drive off the road if necessary. Avoid solid objects and pedestrians. Accelerator stuck open. If your vehicle's accelerator sticks open, your vehicle will continue to maintain speed or accelerate even though you remove your foot from the accelerator pedal. Quite frequently, this situation develops immediately after the pedal has been fully depressed. This causes the vehicle to continue to accelerate rapidly. In any case, you should slap, quickly fully depress and quickly release the accelerator pedal hard with your foot. Turn the ignition off. Use care to move the ignition switch only far enough to stop the engine and not engage the steering wheel locking mechanism. Vehicles equipped with power steering and power brakes will require increased effort on these controls. Apply the brakes. Pull off the roadway into a safe area. Power steering failure. This situation usually occurs in combination with engine failure or loss of the belt driving the power unit. In any case, additional effort will be required to maintain steering control. Reduce speed. Drive to a safe area and stop. Most skidding is caused by making sudden changes in direction or speed. Excessive speed for existing road and traffic conditions is the most common cause. Extra care should be used when driving on wet, slippery, or gravel-covered road surfaces. If your vehicle begins to skid, it is important to take immediate smooth corrective action before you lose control. Unless you have experienced a skid in a vehicle, proper corrective action may seem unnatural. It is important to remember that when you encounter a skid or control problem, you should stop or reduce whatever it was that you were doing when the problem started. To steer out of a skid, avoid using the brakes. If the skid started when you applied the brakes, release the brakes. Ease off the accelerator. The skid may stop as soon as you do this. Turn the steering wheel in the direction that the rear of the vehicle is skidding. Turn the steering wheel firmly, but do not make a large sudden turn of the wheel. If skidding to the right, turn the wheel to the right. Turn left for a skid to the left. As the skid stops, turn the steering to the straight ahead position. Overcorrecting may cause the vehicle to skid in the opposite direction. Steer gently into the skid again. Repeat this procedure until you have the vehicle under control. Fire. Fire may occur in any part of the vehicle where there is combustible material. Usually, fires occur as the result of an overheated engine, an electrical short, a fuel leak, or an oil leak. Any burning odor should be immediately investigated. If fire occurs or is suspected in the vehicle, drive to a safe area clear of traffic and stop. Turn the ignition switch and all other electrical switches off. Get all occupants out of and away from the vehicle and clear off the roadway. Poisonous fumes may rapidly fill the vehicle. If the fire is small, use a fire extinguisher, dirt, sand, or a blanket to smother the fire. Do not use water on gasoline, oil, or electrical fires. If a large gasoline or oil fire develops, you might not be able to extinguish it. Don't try. Seek assistance. Breakdowns or engine failure. Fortunately, the occurrence of most vehicle breakdowns are not dangerous but may create a hazardous situation. Often the vehicle stalls in a hazardous position in relation to other traffic. If possible, move the vehicle to a safe location. Keep vehicle occupants away from traffic. If the vehicle cannot be moved from a hazardous position but there is a safe location that can be reached by the vehicle occupants, move the occupants to the safe location. In all other cases, occupants should remain in the vehicle. Use hazard warning lights, flares, warning reflectors, and a flashlight as required. These items should always be carried in your vehicle. Be cautious about those that offer help. Remain locked in the vehicle until you are sure of the person's intentions. If in doubt, ask that the police be notified. Indicate the need for assistance by raising the hood of your vehicle. Tie a white cloth to the radio antenna or the door handle, or use a sign made for the purpose if available. If you must leave your vehicle, lock it securely and return as soon as practicable. If you must walk along the highway, walk facing traffic and well clear of the roadway. Do not walk on freeways. Stay with your vehicle until help arrives.